What's going on right now in terms of the next generation of studies in renal cell? What are some of the strategies that are being looked at?
Well, there's been an interest for several years that has been stymied by technical difficulties of combining targeted therapies. And as you know, the combination of an anti-VEGF and an anti-EGF drug in renal cell was not additive or synergistic. It didn't matter.
And you're talking about the Bev Erlotinib?
Correct. So now people are saying, well, maybe vertical inhibition, let's block the entire VEGF pathway with the anti-VEGF antibody outside of the cell and then one of the small molecule inhibitors inside of the cell. And so that type of combined therapy is being studied in an ongoing fashion. And there's a national study that's a randomized phase 2 led by ECOG, which is bevacizumab versus bevacizumab sorafenib combination versus sorafenib temsirolimus combination versus bevacizumab temsirolimus. And the difficulty in getting that study up and running has been to find a safe phase 2 dose level for the combination. These drugs have been much harder to combine than we expected they would be.
What are some of the specific problems that are being seen when these drugs are combined?
Exacerbation of one or the other's toxicity. For example, with sorafenib and bevacizumab, there was a marked increase in hand-foot reaction, such that the doses had to be markedly reduced. And then, in fact, the schedule that's been adopted is not a continuous schedule. It's 5 days a week of sorafenib along with bevacizumab. And I don't recall the doses off the top of my head, but there was some dose reduction as well. So, you know, I think we're going to learn a lot from these studies in terms of both safety and whether that additive effect is really a major impact on anti-tumor effect. I mean, some of us are thinking maybe sequential is still going to be the way to go, but that hasn't been studied formally. It's been studied sort of as anecdotes. The only formal study of sequential is actually with axitinib, which is not yet approved, where patients that had had progression after sorafenib and possibly sunitinib, but they had to have had sorafenib, got axitinib, and there were clearly major responses and durable responses in that setting, and that was studied formally and presented at ASCO.
What exactly is axitinib?
Axitinib is another, it's really cousin of sunitinib, cousin of sorafenib. It's another small molecule inhibitor that targets the VEGF receptor inside the cell. Very similar. It's actually more specific for the three VEGF receptors than either of the other two drugs.
Now, this ECOG study is going to be in the first-line setting and randomized phase 3?
Randomized phase 2. And in the first-line setting, yes.
That's really exciting. Is there going to be a crossover to the drugs that they don't receive?
Not formally, but probably, practically speaking.
Practically, yeah. But it's really progression-free survival that they're focused on.
Correct.
If they can come up with a safe way to do this, any predictions about what we're going to see in terms of efficacy?
Well, in the initial phase 1, the only study that I'm very familiar with in terms of phase 1 was combining sorafenib with bevacizumab, and they did see a marked increase in progression-free and some response. You know, we say that about 80% of people have some tumor shrinkage with a single agent, and it was close to 100% of people had something out of the combination.